Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Remember the end of the Syracuse-Purdue game last week?
Unfortunately, yes. I do remember the end of the Nebraska-Oklahoma game, too, so that counteracts it, but I remember both.
And also the end of the Georgia-South Carolina game and the end of the Cincinnati-Miami-Ohio game, right? That's who Cincinnati
yes.
played?
And for you and for Notre Dame second half, the end of the Notre Dame-Cal game for you. Yeah. You bet Notre Dame second half. You were a winner. No one else was a winner, but you were a winner.
Yes. The knife edge was rare form last week in college football. ESPN with the call last week from the insane Purdue-Syracuse game, which was 9-3 at halftime, and we somehow lost under 60.5. The good news is that Ken destroyed college football last week, and I know because I was sitting next to him during a college football Saturday at the Aria. Shout out to BetMGM. And we know that he destroyed the week prior in college football as well, because a lot of people tweeted being like, hey, thanks a lot for all the winners. Okay, no pressure this week, but we're trying to make this 3 weeks in a row of absolutely slamming the board. Are you ready?
I am ready. Just to get the flow of the segment right, and because sides, I have so many sides this week. Usually I have more totals. We'll do totals first, just to get the reset at the halfway mark, and then we'll do sides.
All right, so let's do it. It's Friday. That means it's day five of Lockmas. That means Santa is here with gifts. And by gifts, I mean winners. Jake, take it away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
College football is the best time of the year. The fight songs. Announcers going crazy.
Martinez steps up, throws.
Oh, what an interception! Oh my gosh!
The roar of the crowd. But for Nick and Ken, college football only sounds like one thing. It's Lock Miss time on You Better You Bet.
Playing the fiddle while updating totals. It's always really fun.
Yes. Under 50.
Gonna look at the odds board.
Let's play some bets. All right, Santa. You've delivered some great gifts. No coal in the stocking the last couple weeks. Let's look to keep this rolling here. Let's start off, Santa, please, with the totals that you like this weekend in college football. Yeah, Santa Lucky, why don't you give us the totals?
It's like 12, maybe? There's a lot of stuff's moving right now. And moving in a way that reassures me, because there were some really weird moves earlier this week on some stuff that I didn't really understand, and now it's the day before the games and stuff starting to move in what I would consider the right direction, whatever that means. A game that fits that description, sort of. Maryland-Michigan, we talked to Kanish about that. He thinks Michigan's going to win by a lot because they usually beat teams like Maryland like that, and Maryland usually loses to bad teams by 900 points. Really like the over in this game. Here's a hilarious statistic. You know, Michigan's scored more than 50 points in every game that they played, and all their games have gone under the total. How is that even possible? It's like one of the weirdest statistics I think I've ever seen. I was looking at stuff earlier today, their game logs, and I was like, how? I don't know how this is happening. So obviously they're scoring a million a game. Maryland allows a million to every team like this when it's a step up in class. And Maryland's offense is actually pretty good this year. So not sure if they're going to keep pace. Just feels like total needs to be way higher. 63.5, 67 is my number. So pretty big difference. A game that is definitely starting to move under, thank God, because I had no idea what was going on here. Like the under in Central Michigan and Penn State a lot. I know Central Michigan played, I think they were the ones that played the crazy game against Oak State in week one. Oak State has a new defensive coordinator and two new corners. Penn State doesn't have any of that. Probably has like one of the best secondaries in college football. So don't think we're going to get like a crazy scoring game like we got in that game. Under, it's gone down about 1.5 in the last 2 hours. 62 is still fine. Would play it to, 59, probably the last number I would play to. So over Maryland, Michigan, under Central Michigan, Penn State. Duke, Kansas, we talked about this earlier in the week. I like the under in the game. No one else did until the last couple hours. Now the under's finally starting to get bet. Totally agree, 65.5 to 62. Bowling Green, Miss State, we'll talk about the side of this game in a second. Weird under steam that I don't totally understand. 52, 53 would both be bets to the over playing back. That's probably where I would stop. So like whatever, stop at 54 in Bowling Green, Mississippi State playing the over. I like the over a lot in UCLA and Colorado. Colorado might be like dead team walking. They're not going to fire. We're going to talk about the side of this game in a second too. They're not going to fire their coach. And then the athletic department sends out a tweet saying we support the coach. And actually we just need more money from our boosters, which like offends everyone. And now I don't know what's going to happen. And I think they're gonna lose by 100, but they're gonna allow a lot of points. And UCLA allows a lot of points to everybody, including South Alabama, who almost beat them last week, over 57 up to 61 in that game. A few more, we're going to play over in Florida, Tennessee. We talked about that a few days ago. I'm not going to say anything more. We are also going to play over in a game we haven't talked about yet. It's pretty fun. We're going to play over in Texas and Texas Tech. We're going to talk about the side of this game in a second as well. This number directionally is moving toward mine. Still has a little room to go. 61 over to 62.5. We're going to play under in what should be, this is the eyes bleed game of the week, at least for this section. Arizona and Cal, who Nick and I got a firsthand look at last week as they somehow didn't come back and beat Notre Dame in a terrible football game.
Jack the snack,
I dubbed him. Jack Plummer, the Purdue transfer, playing quarterback for Cal, replacing Chase Garbers. We're going to play under in this game, under 50, down to 47 with Arizona and Cal. Rice-Houston, Houston's been an over machine. We had Kansas-Houston over last week. We're going to keep playing Houston overs. This got bet under a ton. Anything low 50s is fine. I'd stop at like 55 playing back to the over. Only a couple more, and I don't really have a lot of explanations, so we'll just give them out. Charlotte, South Carolina, under 66.5 to 63. Miami, Ohio, Northwestern, and that win total is actually not looking very good right now for Northwestern because they lost to some teams they shouldn't have lost to. Over 50 to 51.5, and that's it. That's it for totals.
You better you bet, Nick and Ken. Phenomenal Football Friday. Lockmas Day 5. Ken, you gave us the totals. Now, please, the sides. Go.
Oh, man. A lot. Let's go. And this is the theme here is, and just it, this is randomness. This isn't like something that's happening this week. I have a ton of road teams this week, just the way they have the sides end up going out. I think we're going to get a really bad, valuable number that I didn't think we were going to get in Baylor, Iowa State, which is a really fun noon Big 12 game. It's been Iowa State by a little bit the entire week. I think we're about to get three in this game. That would be a bet on Baylor for me immediately at that point. Baylor plus three or better. If you see it tomorrow, my number in the game is pick. Bunch of other reasons I like Baylor that I can't really get into, but it also starts with just what the number is. Here's a bet no one on earth is going to want, but I actually like Kent State plus 45 against Georgia. Just it's just the number, and everyone's going to say, well, Georgia beat South Carolina by this margin, and Georgia beat Oregon by this margin. Okay, in between, they played Samford, who's in the FCS, and they won like 30-0. So like, I don't really want to hear about the margin against South Carolina. They're more than capable of winning this game like 38-0 or 41-0. I know Kent State's not going to score very much. Georgia doesn't allow any points. Just seems like a number that's a little bit too big. It's been bet up to 45. 45 is a bet on Kent State. Bowling Green had a ton of success with them. Nick won a bet on them last week, gave them, played Marshall, won the game outright. Marshall off
did
that
I?
Notre Dame
oh,
win,
they
basically.
Did, right? That was in the yeah. second slate of games, right?
You
were just
that
like,
was it. You bet, I gave you two big dogs. Yeah. Two big dogs. One of them lost by 100. That was Colorado State. And Bowling Green actually won their game outright. They were like 17 in that game.
Like,
you still not getting any credit at all.
I don't know how many bets Ken and I had in Vegas. Ken literally going, Nick won money on this game. And I'm like, did I? That's how
you're like, oh, I did? Yay. I was like, had no idea. Bowling Green, kind of an interesting situation. So they play UCLA close for a half. They beat Marshall outright. And now they're going to be 31 against Mississippi State, who should have no interest in playing the football game whatsoever. Plus 31 for Bowling Green, make it more like 27.5. Worth betting at 31 for sure. Auburn may not have any quarterbacks on Saturday against Missouri. TJ Finley's reportedly not going to play, got injured against Penn State. Calzada had surgery. He's out, the transfer from Auburn. Basically, Brian Harsin's like being really weird with 20 questions like, well, our quarterback is at practice. He's not on the team, so you don't know who he is. And it's just like a complete mess, and Missouri's getting 7, and it seems like too many. So I like Missouri. I got to get the full touchdown in the game. It seems like a situation where you want to be contrarian and play Colorado, except I actually think they're that bad. And UCLA almost got upset last week. This number should actually be more than this. 21.5 with UCLA. I'd rather have 21, obviously. If you want to try to wait till tomorrow, feel free. I like UCLA in the game. This is the one I disagree with Kanish on. There is at no point in like the history of the Notre Dame football program where they'd ever be a dog to North Carolina, and they're a dog to North Carolina. And just like, this isn't Notre Dame has to win by margin, which is all the last two games that they played, Marshall and Cal. This is literally just like, keep the game closer, win. That means Marcus Freeman and his conservative decision-making can't come into play in this game. I know Downs is going to play for North Carolina, and he's awesome. This is like exactly the type of game North Carolina loses every year. They're more talented. They have a really stupid coaching staff. They're going to make a ton of mistakes in this game. I actually think Notre Dame's going to win. I think the number's a little crazy. I have Notre Dame as a small favorite. Everybody keeps waiting for Cincinnati to be really good, except maybe they're just not really good. And they keep getting bet every week, and they keep not covering numbers and not playing particularly well. And Indiana might actually be okay. Beat Illinois. I know the Western Kentucky game was crazy last week, but Western Kentucky might be pretty good. Cincinnati out to 16.5 in the game. I like Indiana in that game. Big number. Texas Tech. I need 7.5 to bet Texas Tech, so we're close, but we're not there yet. 7.5 would be a bet on Texas Tech. Quinn Ewers probably going to play in that game, by the way, so I think we'll get it tomorrow with the news that he will play, but no bet right now. Georgia Tech, nobody wants them. Central Florida lost to Louisville, who's in the ACC in like a small spread game. Now they're 21 against Georgia Tech. Doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I'll take Georgia Tech. We're taking some miserable teams. Two Pac-12 road favorites. Everyone who is contrarian is going to be on the opposite side of these. That is obvious. These are small spread games with good teams in what are perceived to be hostile road environments, except neither number makes any sense to me. And it's almost like the contrarianism is getting bet too much or like getting too much credit in the market. There's no way Oregon's less than a touchdown against Washington State and Pullman. I don't care how crazy the atmosphere is. I don't care how crazy the trip is. Doesn't mean Washington State can't win. Of course they can. My number in the game is 10.5. I'm going to bet Oregon. Like, so be it. Maybe Georgia's just that much better, and Oregon's actually really good and is going to beat everyone by a million points. Totally possible. The other game that fits that description is USC. They're down to 5.5 everywhere now against Oregon State. My number in this game is a lot more than that. And I love Oregon State. We have their win total over. I bet them this year. This number is insane. Like, Oregon State was pick against Boise like 3 weeks ago, and now they're going to be less than a possession against USC, both games at home. Like, what? So the USC and Boise are separated by almost nothing? What is this? What is happening? Like, I'll fade USC in the right spot. That ain't this. I like USC in the game. The numbers are wild in those two games. I like being contrarian, but that's like pretty crazy. Just a couple more. Louisiana Tech. Kanish mentioned it. He likes them against South Alabama. I like them. South Alabama's had a ton of success. I think this is where they kind of get a really inflated point spread. More like a touchdown for me. They're 13 against Louisiana Tech. I like Louisiana Tech. And then two more. And we have 60 seconds. I'm going to play on Iowa until they stop covering. They covered last week with 7 lightning delays, 2 starting receivers back. I'll take Iowa against Rutgers, anything up to 10. And then last one, this one, no one's going to want. LSU is 31.5 against New Mexico off one of their big wins. They beat Mississippi State by a lot. And now they fall into a New Mexico team that's actually pretty good. I'll take New Mexico 31.5. That's the last one.
That is a tour de force performance from Santalaki, our guy Ken Barkley, with a billion college football bets for this weekend. 2 hours down, 2 more to go. NFL picks, big ass power hour coming up momentarily. But we start hour number 3, college football bets, with Colin Wilson.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.